And that's the first point that we realize. All of us have a gift. And even if our gift is to help another gift, it's important. Because it's the body of Christ that moves forward. Point number two. When you're watching the Olympic Games throughout the next 2 weeks, remember the second point that Paul mentions about in chapter 12 of Hebrews. He speaks about this cloud of witnesses in Hebrews 12, verse, the first part. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, apparently there is a place in heaven where they can look down on what's going on in this earth. And they can be praying for us, cheering us on in the spirit realm. And this cloud of witnesses is composed of people who have gone home to be with the Lord in the spirit realm. So it's probably the angels of God. And this whole world is like a big stadium where all of us are running a spiritual race to do God's will. And Paul says, understanding that we are all in a race, that we should run that race greatly with all that we have within us. The second thing you notice about watching these Olympic Games is, with all their training, with all that they have done, that is the glory of the moment that was the most precious. Some of them worked hard for 12 years just for that moment. That thrill of the moment when they scored, when they have the gold medal. I mean, you could do your best outside of the Olympic Games. You could even break the sound barrier. But you don't get a medal there. You just get recorded that you broke the world record. To get a medal, it's what you do at that very moment. At that very time. You could perform well in your training. But if on the day of reckoning you don't do well, you just don't do well. That moment is important. Jordan speaks about how he got up this morning and the birds were singing. Have you noticed and asked yourself the question, why do birds sing in the morning? Why do they make such a racket? Right? Even the birds seem to have picked up new songs, right? And why do they sing in the morning? You see, to the bird, whose brain probably is that size, to the bird, the day is just the day. And that's all they live for. That's all they live for. Birds don't sit down, and I know some birds mate for life, but birds don't really sit down and plan and say, well, we got to budget this worm over the winter. And we have a mortgage payment on our nest here. And we got to think about what to do when our little nestlings come. And birds don't do that. All birds do is they sleep at night and every morning they get up. Oh, hallelujah, that's a new day for me. Right? They live for the moment. So why do birds sing in the morning? It's because they live day by day. Each day. They live for the moment. And that is a principle that God teaches Christians how to be happy as Christians. One of the keys is learning to live moment by moment. And how does it tie to the Olympic Games? I read the book by Nelson Mandela, The Long Road to Freedom. And today, I mean, he's famous and well-known and he's like an icon of for some human achievement to humanity. But in that book, what was remarkable was that he learned in prison when he doesn't know what his future will be. Right? He could be dead by the time the world recognizes what is wrong and right. He might not even get freedom. But when he was in prison for those long years, he made this a point that he'll make every little thing a fight for his right. That was impressive. I mean, the world is not watching. All the cameras of the world are not watching. It's only him and the jailer. And so, in the prison, he fought. Not in a physical way, but he stood for his rights. He said, why should I have different uniforms from the white prisoners? I mean, he started where he was, even in prison. So he demanded, and he refused to eat, refused to do anything. He'd rather die in prison than put on a uniform that makes him different and separate from the white people. And every inch of the way, it was like he measured in millimeters. He stood for equality. He wants to be treated equal. And of course, to the prison jailers, it was a small thing. I mean, don't let this guy die. I mean, okay, if he wants a fair uniform, he wants to be different from the rest of the blacks, fine, give it to him. And in his book, he mentions, to him, these little fights were important. These little things were building strength in him. For what he believed. And so when you cannot live and cannot look at what will happen to your life in 1 year's time, what will happen to your life in 5 years' time, you got too much worry, too much concern. Remember Jesus says in Matthew 6, do not worry. Do not take the cares of this world upon yourself. And you know what Jesus advised? Live one day at a time. If you live one day at a time and you succeed today, then today will build you for the success for tomorrow. But we live so much, do you realize many of us, we move and our consciousness moves at a wrong point. It's like we are displaced. Some people cannot forgive, so their consciousness always remains in the past. They may be still moving on in time, and their body continue moving throughout time, but they are locked in the past. But some of us are the opposite. We could be visionaries, and we live too much in the future. And we are worrying too much for that. And our consciousness is always there. Oh, we always see the house paid, we always see all those things and we are free out of debt. We live in that consciousness in the future. And we forget the green grass around, the beauty around, the brindabalas around, your children, your loved ones who are around you, who are there for the moment. And by the time you reach that goal, they were all grown up and you look around, where are they to love? You just miss them. Because we either live too much in the past or we live too much in the future, we forget the words of Jesus in Matthew 6. He says, sufficient therefore is each day's evil. What is called evil? What he meant is each day has its tiny little battle. Jesus may want to go to the cross, and from the time he was born, he knew he had a destiny. But you know how Jesus lived his life? One day at a time. And he want to enjoy each day to the fullest. Day by day. Say, let tomorrow take care of itself. Today, just be concerned in the process. And at the parliamentary breakfast that was held, they had a guest speaker who was one of the Aussie rugby or something. You were there? Rugby union. And so he talked about how they had one of the greatest loss. They were doing very well, and then they were playing, I think, Africa or something, South Africa, and they lost terribly. It was an easy game or something. And they had a re-evaluation to find out why they lose.
And when they needed to do well, they didn't do well. Why they lose, and how to become a great team. And then they found out, and they had a post-mortem on what they have done. They found that the whole team at that time was too much looking at the scoreboard. They just wanted to score. And so somehow it distracted them. And they lost terribly, miserably. And then they said, they rebuild the team so that they don't just look at the scoreboard. The scoreboard was important. But each member is responsible for his section. Where not everyone is not looking at the scoreboard. The scoreboard is at the back of their mind. But where every member was just responsible for that section. And so when each member functioned perfectly, the whole team functioned beautifully. And so from there, they became a great team. And that was his story. And so it's interesting that that sometimes the scoreboard becomes a distraction, although it should be a goal. And we lose the process. And we need to learn like what Jesus said, live for the moment. Each day, take it one at a time. And to be a great champion in God, you have to take it one day at a time. Jesus did say, look at the sparrows. In a sense, he could be saying, look at the birds. Every morning, they sang. Why do birds sing in the morning? Because to them, that was the beginning, the end, and the finish for every day. To them, it was like the last day. They live each day. The birds literally live each day like it was the last day of their life. Would you live each day like it was the last day of your life? What would you do? How would you enjoy it? And that was the birds every morning get up and say, oh, what a great day. And the Bible does say that. It says, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. So those people in the Bible did catch a revelation that every day when you get up, you're like a bird, but more than a bird. You're more than a bird man. Yes, you're more than a bird man. Yes, you're an eagle. More than an eagle, you're a child of God. You have a Father in heaven. So when you get up in the morning, this is the day you're going to enjoy the air. Enjoy every moment that God has given to you. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy your loved ones. Enjoy each day. And if you could get through each day and it's little responsibility, let the goal take care of itself. Hallelujah. Let the goal take care of itself. Just enjoy God and His presence. And each day, just do that part that God wants you for that day. And when you finish that day, enjoy and say, thank you, Lord. And towards the end, you find that that goal is achieved. A little bit at a time, it is done.
And so that's the second point to understand. It's that moment the cloud of witnesses are watching, because each day they are not cheering you on just on that special occasion. And you know the feeling, the human feeling that you get, and you could feel it in the air where they're presenting the medal, they're singing the national anthem of each nation, of the winning nation, and you could feel that. And do you know that kind of atmosphere is also there in any award ceremony? When you're looking at the Oscars award or this award or whatever, that atmosphere, because for humans, that represents everything that they work hard for. And that moment of recognition was rewarding to them. That's what they have worked so hard for. It's recognized. They have done it. They have made the mark in this life. All of us, God is waiting for you and I and the gifting He has placed in our life to make the mark in the spirit world. And while all these games and award ceremonies that are going on in different groups of people, different associations, different achievements of mankind, different areas,
the most lasting, eternal thing is when God is there one day. And all of us will be there in that ceremony in heaven. And God calls out the reward. Wouldn't it be lovely? And that is eternal. An eternal medal that doesn't fade. An eternal reward that doesn't disappear for whatever you have done in this life. Remember that day will come. Right now, live each day, day by day, working towards that gift that God has for your life. So the first point, second point tie up. The first one is to discover your destiny. The second point is to remember, don't get distracted with your destiny, although it's good, and the goal, but also learn how to live day by day to achieve that destiny. Sometimes in life, and this is true, it's the clouds are thick and it's hard to see through to where your destiny is. Sometimes it's a clear day you can see the brindabellas. Some days you can't. Correct. But on the days you can't remember, it's still there. And remember how, no matter how dark the sky, the sun is still shining out there. It's just you can't see the sun. Doesn't mean that you can't see the sun, it isn't there.